Right now, lots of famous writers and thinkers over the years have kept and still keep journals and diaries. But our next guest says journals aren't just for deep thinkers and famous people. She says there are surprising benefits from keeping notes on our daily thoughts and activities, even the small stuff that we might take for granted. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you kept a journal or a diary in the past, maybe as a child? Do you do it now? What purpose did it serve and what did it do for you? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Diane Barth is a New York City-based psychotherapist and author. We've talked to her in the past about her book, I Know How You Feel, The Joy and Heartbreak of Friendship in Women's Lives. Diane, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you very much, Rob. Thanks for having me.
We'll talk about your own journal keeping a little bit before we get into the wider benefits. What is it like? You've kept a journal for some time now. What's it like to go back and read through some of your old notes?
It's fascinating. And what I'm really excited about is that I found out that it's not just me who has these experiences. So I used to really avoid going back and reading my own journals. I have clients and other and people who I've talked to who use their journals for their, I have colleagues who write who use their journals for their writing. And I never would do that because I didn't want to go back and read what I had written. And then I started finding out that actually going back and reading it can be it can jog your memory about things that you don't even have any idea ever happened, and it can tell you things about yourself that are really valuable and nourishing, and also surprise you.
Yeah, what kind of things might surprise people about the benefits of keeping a journal or a diary?
Well, the surprises are kind of powerful. So one of the things is that there's some research. I'm not sure that I can't vouch for this particular research, but there's some research out of the University of Texas that says that it actually journaling actually boosts your immune system. What I can say is that journaling can, it does a bunch of things. It can get you thinking about things. It can work. You know, I'm really interested in the whole idea of friendships and sometimes we can say things in a journal that we can't tell anybody else. And it's not just that you get it out. It's also that you then have it in your own mind in a way that you can sometimes then talk about these things to other people. There's also some evidence that journaling releases stress. It helps you think about future behaviors. One of the things that I think is really interesting is that journaling is such a sort of generic term, but actually we journal in all sorts of ways. Some people keep a journal of their night dreams. Some people keep a journal of their daydreams. Some people keep a journal of, you know, what they eat and when they eat it and how they're feeling when they're eating it or not eating it. And some people keep a free-flowing, free association journal. All of them are journaling, and they're all useful and they're all really valuable.
Now, I don't journal, and I probably have the same objection to doing, the same obstacle that a lot of people do.
Yes.
What do I have to say? I don't have anything important to write down. Who cares? I don't care. So how do you overcome that kind of objection to convince people to give it a try?
Well, it's not that whether or not you have something important to say. It's that you have important things that you're thinking, and sometimes you don't even know that you're thinking about them. And sitting down and journaling is a way, if nothing else, of helping you start to pay attention to what you're thinking and have more of a handle on some of your thoughts. On top of that, in this day of tremendous stress and anxiety, I am finding that a lot of people find it just useful to journal to get out some of their anxiety.
I want to bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Lucas is with us in Superior. Lucas, hi.
Hey, how's it going? I'm 36 years old, and I've journaled probably since I was 18, 19 years old, and I get journals as, like, birthday presents because I'm so known to journal. But, like, I definitely second it. But, like, I do have a lot of anxiety and depression, and I write down political events or, like, you know, kind of, like, gossip or what said what. So, like, you know, like, you know, if something happened to Facebook and everything like that, you know, then something, then someone will have a record of a person, you know, what person's life these days and everything like that. So thank you so much for talking about this.
Actually, Lucas, before you go, I want to ask you a question. You've been journaling a long time. Do you ever go back and read the old journals?
Oh, definitely. I used to write them in, like, little, like notebooks, and now I kind of spend just a little bit more to have, like, the leather-bound notebooks and just have these very perfect notebooks, and I have a special time, then I have to have some coffee or have a nice record playing and just have my own little journal time. So.
Fantastic.
Lucas, and during that journal time, you actually read what you've written or you write more?
I kind of do both. I mean, I'll, like, write, like, the day, what the weather is, where I'm at, you know, and some of that springs poems and stuff like that. So, they're definitely useful. So,
thanks so much, Lucas. And that's a good way to do it. And I think you wrote this in a piece you wrote about journaling. Set aside a little time. It doesn't have to be a ton of time, but some regular time to get in contact with your journal.
Yes. And so for you, Rob, and for other people who are anxious or uncomfortable starting, I have a friend who is a playwright, and years and years ago he told me that when you want to journal or when you want to write anything, you need to find a time and sit down with a blank piece of paper. In those days, we had typewriters, so sit down with a typewriter. And I'll talk about actually computer versus handwriting in a second. But you sit down, blank piece of paper, and you write. You just start writing. And if you can't write anything, that's fine, but you sit there with the blank piece of paper in front of you. And he said, give yourself, 10 minutes to sit and look at the piece of paper. And he guaranteed that if you just sit there for 10 minutes every couple of days, you would start writing stuff. And I have found that to be completely true with myself and with students and with other people I've talked to. The other thing I was going to say is that some people say journaling only works if you do it by hand. And there's a piece of truth there in that apparently if you're using your hand to write, you especially if you're right-handed, but it apparently works either way, that the process of writing activates your left brain. And then it frees up your right brain to do the creative thinking. Your left brain is the logical brain. Your right brain is the more creative side. So there's a whole school of thought that says you really should journal the way Lucas journals. It sounds like doing it freehand in a notebook or any kind of piece of paper. I actually know one woman who writes on scrap paper. She has reams and reams and reams of scrap paper that she keeps as journals. But I have found that it can work also on your computer, on your word processor. The real goal here is to just get some words onto a written page somewhere.
Talking about the benefits of keeping a journal with psychotherapist Diane Barth. Back to your calls now. Irene is with us in Phillips. Irene, hi.
Hi. Good afternoon, folks. This touches very close to home. I've kept a journal for many years. I'm in my 70s, by the way. And I also keep a gratitude journal. Once in a while, something really great happens, and I write that down. But keeping my journal relieves my stress, especially political events in Wisconsin and the nation. So that's a good outlet. But a wonderful thing that I found when cleaning out my grandmother's attic was my late aunt's journal that she wrote in her teens at a TB sanitarium when she was dying from TB. And that is priceless and it's cherished, and I will hold on to that forever because it gives me a glimpse of what life was like for her 100 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Irene, thanks. Diane, where do you want to go with that? There's a lot there.
Well, yeah, you know, in my blog on Psychology Today about journaling, I say that, I started journaling when I was a young kid, and I had read The Diary of Anne Frank and was just so moved and disturbed by it and distressed by it. But I felt that her diary kept her alive in a, I mean, and it clearly has in a way for generations and generations. I had the fantasy at the time, I'll admit my grandiosity, that, you know, someday somebody would read my journals and would think the same, you know, would be, just like Irene did with her great aunt's journals, would have a connection to me and would be moved by something I had written. But I think many of us carry around fantasies like that, that somebody's going to read our journal and be impressed by it. I think a lot of us also have the exact opposite problem, which is that we're afraid that if we write something and somebody finds it or sees it, they're going to think terrible things about us, or they're going to think we're stupid, or how could we possibly have written that? So that is, for some of us, a real impediment to writing, and I think if that's the case, then you have to find a way to make sure that your journal is very, very private, and that, you know, if you need to, that you're, you know, that you're going to have it destroyed before you die. But I think the reality is that the process of writing about an experience can just make that experience more manageable.
We'll leave it there. Diane, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. And maybe you'll start journaling, Rob.
Maybe I'll give it a shot. That's Diane Barth, New York City-based psychotherapist and author. She joined us today to talk about the benefits of keeping a journal.